Hi, I'm Nimesh from GainOps. One of the most overlooked factors in sales team sizing is the length and complexity of your sales cycle. Let's say you're an enterprise B2B sales. You're dealing with multiple decision makers, lengthy negotiations, and extended timelines. In such environments, each rep can only manage a few accounts effectively at a time. To maintain pipeline velocity and customer engagement, you'll need a larger team, not just to chase new opportunities, but to nurture and move existing ones forward. Now contrast that with short, transactional sales cycles. These allow fewer reps to handle more leads at higher volumes with quicker turnarounds. Here, efficiency is the goal, and a leaner team may be all you need. That's why we encourage leaders to map their sales cycle stages, from first contact to closed one, and measure the time and touch points involved. If you ignore this, you risk having overwhelmed reps who can't follow up or bloated teams that sit idle during slower periods. At GainOps, we help organizations model this balance, ensuring your sales force is right-sized for your selling rhythm. Visit GainOps.com to get started.